Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. While the regular media was filled with news about Hurricane Ian 3 weeks ago, there was almost a complete news blackout on one of the scariest U.S. government reports ever issued. The document, titled Counterparty Choice, Interconnectedness, and Bank Risk-Taking, was released on September 22 by the U.S. Office of Financial Research. It starts off stating, quote, "Half of all bilateral counterparty arrangements in the over-the-counter derivative markets are represented by non-bank counterparties with multiple bank dealers. Such interconnections in the financial network were previously identified as important sources of systemic risk during the Great Financial Crisis," unquote. The English translation of that statement is that the trading of derivatives contracts by major banks during the Great Recession overlapped with the same hedge funds so much that these contracts actually increased rather than decreased the risk of major losses in America's financial system. The authors found that since the Great Recession, major banks have tended to increase rather than decrease their risk of default on derivatives contracts because they tend to deal with the same counterparty hedge funds. As stated in part of their conclusion on page 35, quote, "We then show that banks not only hedge these counterparties relatively less, but are also more likely to increase credit risk exposures to them through their credit default swap activities," unquote. In theory, a bank trading derivatives can protect itself by selling a derivatives contract on an asset with one counterparty, then purchasing a derivatives contract on the opposite side of the same asset, only trading with a different counterparty. What the authors found out is that major banks are instead doubling up by selling a derivatives contract to get some cash flow related to an asset, and then again selling another derivatives contract on the same asset to the same counterparty. This has a direct opposite effect of trying to limit the risk of huge losses during turbulent financial times. Instead, it increases the possibility of sustaining a loss and magnifies the losses that do occur. Why can't the regular media alert you about these greater systemic risks of major bank failures? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.